The Norman School District is pushing back against a mandate for using a Bible in classes. A local memory care clinic is serving as a nationwide model and an effort to improve access to mental health care. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 17th. I'm Deborah Shar. Norman Public Schools Superintendent is standing firm, no Bibles in the classroom. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports some parents are applauding his decision.
This comes after State Superintendent Ryan Walters recently announced changes to the state's social studies standards that introduces the Bible as an instructional resource. But NPS Superintendent Nick Migliorino says it's not happening. He told the Norman Transcript that the district is not going to have Bibles in the classroom, nor force teachers to teach from it. One parent at the most recent NPS Board of Education meeting applauded his decision.
And that is not what our founders of this country wanted. So thank you for standing up and for doing what's right for our NPS kids.
The State Board of Education is responsible for setting the academic standards that outline what students need to learn. However, state law gives local school districts the authority to choose curriculum and instructional materials. Migliorino told the newspaper that NPS's curriculum is clear and the district is not going to deviate from it. I'm Nick Daniels.
The November election ballot order has been determined. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has more on the public drawing.
The Secretary of the State Election Board, Paul Zirix, held a public drawing to determine the order that candidates and parties will appear on November's ballot. The order of the parties will be Libertarian first, Republican second, and Democratic third. Independent candidates will be listed after the major recognized parties. The drawing determined Robert F. Kennedy and Nicole Ann Shanahan will be listed first. Chris Garrity and Cody Ballard will be listed second. The general election will be held on November 5th. The last day to register to vote is October 11th. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
OU Health is the only medical provider in the state participating in a new federal program meant to support people with dementia and their caregivers. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports on what new supports Oklahomans can expect.
The GUIDE model will build on services OU Health provides in its memory care clinic, allowing dementia caregivers 24/7 access to a care team member or helpline. It will also help them connect with in-home respite care services for their loved ones when they need breaks. OU Health's Chief of Geriatrics, Dr. Lee Jennings, says the program, launched by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, could help people live more comfortably at home longer.
It feels like an honor to get to serve our older Oklahomans with memory disease with this new model. It feels really exciting.
Oklahomans can go to ouhealth.com and search memory care to connect to the program. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A mental health advocacy group is calling for better policies to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer.
Brittany Hayes wants people to get the help they need.
Really, we want to make sure that Oklahomans are getting access to care regardless of any condition that they're experiencing, particularly for a population who has complex needs.
Hayes is the policy director at Healthy Minds. Her nonprofit organization is focused on increasing access to mental health care across Oklahoma. Their latest research suggests people with physical, intellectual, and emotional disabilities have a harder time getting support for mental health disorders like anxiety or depression.
And until we really increase the training that providers get, increase the number of providers that there are, we have a gap to overcome.
Hayes suggests collaboration. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.